Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is again criticizing some of the news coverage of the Iraq War. Speaking at a town hall-style meeting at the Pentagon yesterday, Rumsfeld complained that some retired military officers and other analysts painted an unduly pessimistic picture of the war when it was underway. The pessimists were proven wrong, he said. But Rumsfeld also praised the reporting of several hundred journalists who were embedded with U.S. ground and naval forces. He said those journalists generally gave accurate accounts of the war. The military also benefited, he said, because a generation of journalists will better understand the work of men and women in uniform. Thomas Jefferson said that free speech could not be limited without being lost. For those who may have forgotten that idea behind the First Amendment, a group in Charlottesville, Virginia, has created an annual award. The Jefferson Muzzle is announced on Jefferson's birthday, April 13th, and it features that most modern vehicle of free expression, a T-shirt. 10 Jefferson Muzzles were awarded last Sunday. Among those recognized, the School Board of Cedarville, Arkansas, for restricting access to Harry Potter books, and the North Carolina House of Representatives for opposing a university assignment requiring students to read and discuss a book about Islam. Robert O'Neill is founding director of the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression. He says John Ashcroft is another big winner.
Attorney General Ashcroft came in for several citations, ranging from the very serious, the incarceration of 2 U.S. citizens suspected of aiding and abetting terrorism, unable to contact anyone, including their own attorneys. It goes from there to what may seem the ridiculous almost, the expenditure of some $8,000 of taxpayer funds to put drapes over 2 semi-nude statues which have been in the Great Hall of the Department of Justice for many years. Now they've been covered.
The United States Congress is one of the winners.
We cited specifically the USA Patriot Act Section 215, which permits federal law enforcement officers with minimal proof to obtain subpoenas that can be used to obtain from libraries and bookstores records of who checked out what books or who bought what books and magazines. Of greatest concern to us is the fact that a person who's been required to give up such information can't tell anyone about it. There is a gag rule which is tied to Section 215.
One would not expect the mayor of Berkeley, California to be on this list.
No, but I will say that Mayor Bates stepped up and confessed that he had done wrong by confiscating and throwing away more than 1,000 copies of the Free Student newspaper. The Daily Cal had run an editorial endorsing his opponent. Tom Bates won the election. He was then charged with having confiscated the papers. He apologized. He paid a fine. And when we wrote to him, he said, "Yep, I deserve a muzzle. I did it. I shouldn't have done it."
Schools and school boards are pretty good at muzzling, and they didn't disappoint this year.
There was a fascinating case from northern Indiana involving a high school senior, the salutatorian, who at the end of her prepared speech added some extemporaneous comments about teachers, in which she used a few not altogether complimentary names. For example, her math teacher she described as a pain in the asymptote. Another was described as Shakespearean occultist of the year, another trapped in the 80s, another one Sesame Street critic, and so on. The teachers seemed to enjoy it. They took it in good humor. But the principal withheld her diploma, so she got a blank piece of paper. She eventually got her diploma, but essentially she was denied the chance to participate in her own commencement solely because she'd added this really note of humor at the end of her formal speech.
Well, for those of us who are math-challenged, what is an asymptote?
I don't know. It's some kind of a mathematical term, and it was one with which the teacher was obviously familiar, as was the student herself, and she used it in good humor and good spirit.
Do they actually get something, these lucky winners?
We send each person a T-shirt on which is imprinted a portrait of Thomas Jefferson with a zipper across his mouth. If pressed, we can make up a certificate suitable for framing, but each to his or her own.
This is the 12th year for the Jefferson
Muzzles? It is, yes.
Apparently, large numbers of people out there have not been sobered by this gesture of yours?
It's hard to tell. There are always a fair number of public school cases. Those don't change. At least we like to think that when in our early years we cited schools for suppressing, in one case, Snow White, in another case, Little Red Riding Hood, school administrators don't do anything quite that outlandish anymore.
What was the deal with Snow White?
It was withdrawn allegedly because of undue violence in the case of Little Red Riding Hood. It was partly because of the violence, but also because in the very last scene of the original Grimm's fairy tale version, the grandmother opens a bottle of wine and takes a sip, and it says, "And she felt better." Unacceptable.
Yes. I thought maybe you were doing the Mae West version of Snow White.
That's one of the problems. You never know quite what version they're using.
So you think you might be having some effect?
Well, we like to think so. In the communities where these events arise, our hope is that at least in the community, these incidents will get attention, and to some degree at the national level as well, and if that helps to deter others who might be tempted to do the same sort of thing, then we feel we've had some impact.
Robert O'Neill, the founding director of the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression. An asymptote can be described as a straight line that is a close approximation to a curve as the curve goes off to infinity. How you get a pain in it, I don't know. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and Barry Gordimer, and directed by Van Williamson, Tom Bullock, and Melissa Gray. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Ben Gilbert, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Shannon Rhodes, Chip Grabo, Ralph Cooper, Kara Gerhardt, Claudette Haberman, Christopher Johnson, Jim Wildman, Ari Shapiro, and John Felton. Executive producer is Alan McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.